Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Family, cool kids, what is going on? I'm your host, TEDx speaker, best-selling author, and serial entrepreneur, Jonathan Jones, and this is the Speak Your Success Podcast. We're excited that you decided to join us. If this is your first time, or if you're coming back, we're more than grateful that you are here. We're continuing our four-part series for Mental Health Awareness Month. This is part three, and today we're specifically discussing seven tips in helping you find the best therapist for you. Before we go any further, I want to shout out Jaron Collins of JCI Creatives because they're our sponsor for this series. If you're looking for someone to truly allow your photos to say more than 1,000 words, then JCI Creatives is the way to go. Superb customer service. They always brand responsibly. For your next corporate shoot or even for your wedding day, if you want to be guaranteed that your groom will cry when he sees his bride walking down the aisle, be sure to go to jcicreatives.com or download the JCI Creatives app. You can just go and type in JCI, put a space, and then type in creatives. And that will be how you can check out the portfolio for Jaron Collins. That's also how you can just connect with him via social media and contact him via email to book that next gig or engagement. Because once again, if you want to be guaranteed that your groom will cry when your bride walks down the aisle, because JCI Creatives will make pixie dust fall from the sky and make sure that that happens, go to jcicreatives.com. Now we're going to go ahead and transition to our review of the week. This review comes from Miss Genovia, a.k.a. Dr. G, and she says, "This podcast is just what we millennials are in need of today. I definitely appreciate the content and the subjects that you cover and finding them always helpful for my everyday life. Keep doing amazing work." Thank you, Dr. G. We definitely appreciate the support. From one millennial to another, it's always great to encourage one another. So thank you. And I'm definitely looking forward to your event that you have coming up, the Impact Experience. Friends, if you're in Dallas, Texas, if you're going to be in the area, the Impact Experience is coming up and it's coming up fast. Be sure to stay connected with me via Instagram, or you can follow the Impact Experience on Instagram because they will be releasing more information regarding this upcoming event, where it is a purposeful discussion helping you along your path of purpose. This is Saturday, May 26th, and be sure to visit their Instagram handle to get more information about that event taking place in Dallas, Texas, coming up on May 26th. And also, we want to share another review, and this is from Miss Alex Oso, and she wrote, "JJ is truly uplifting. His advice, motivation, and encouragement come straight from the pure heart he has. I love how relatable each podcast is, and he makes tough topics easy to listen to. Monday motivations always start my week off right. I'm thankful for his words." Thank you, Alex Oso, and you are an amazing friend as well as an encouragement. And once again, happy belated Mother's Day to you. You're doing a great job with Miss Peyton and also with Mr. Dallas. So thank you all for those reviews, Dr. G, and thank you, Alex, for taking the time to log in and leave a review via the iTunes feature. Now, friends, we're going to thank each of you as well. If you've left a review in the past, if you're going to leave one in the future, we would just encourage you to take the time to just go in, write that helpful review so we can continue to grow the podcast and ultimately be able to impact more lives, because serving you is the goal here at the Speak Your Success Podcast. And you can always have an opportunity to be the review of the week. Just log in, type in Speak Your Success, and then scroll down to the bottom and click Write Review. Or also, friends, if you would like to connect with us via social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just type in SYS Podcast 1 or use the hashtag to join in the conversation, SYSP. That way we can put a name with a face, and that way we can know who our supporters are and we can support you if you have upcoming events or anything like that. And now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and transition into today's topic. And like I said, we're giving you 7 tips to help you find the best therapist for you, understanding that this is Mental Health Awareness Month, as well as seeing that many people may be affected by many things in their lives. They might be in pain currently. They might have faced some trying times previously. However, I believe and I am a strong advocate for mental health awareness as well as counseling and therapy, because I believe that there is no reason that we shouldn't be able to be our best selves. And sometimes that looks like us going to counseling, getting ourselves right, so therefore we can show other people how to get there as well. So friends, let's go ahead and get into it. These are going to be 7 quick tips. The first tip is to ask friends and to ask family. I specifically say ask friends and ask family because typically if we've had a good experience, or if we had any experience at all, if it be therapy or any other service or anything else, we're more likely to tell people about those things when we're excited about them, or if they impacted us in a good way, or if they impacted us in a negative way. So I would encourage you to ask your friends, ask, man, hey, have you thought about, you know, getting checked up? Because earlier in the series, we talked about being open and taking time to focus on our own mental health. And by us focusing on our mental health, now we can begin to connect with others and have this conversation to create a higher level of awareness around our mental health. And by doing that, now if we know somebody else is in counseling or in therapy, we can see who their therapist is, who their counselor is, what they liked about the experience, what they didn't like. Would they refer the individual that they're working with, or would they not? Because you're more likely to trust somebody who is in your circle or in that trust tree, hello, than just taking somebody else's opinion from watching somebody on TV or something like that. So get with those friends and get with those family members to ask how their experience was, to ask who they work with, and ask would they reference those people out. Or if they're not even willing to reference those people out, then you can see that if they can ask their therapist, do they have a referral list of people that they trust, a referral list of people that they would suggest for somebody else to work with? Because if you're happy with the individual that you're receiving therapy from, then more than likely the people that they're working with, the people that are in their direct network, they'll more than likely have that same level of service, that more than likely the same level of quality to advise you and also to share moving forward. So that's just something to think about. The second tip would be shopping online. We go online to buy clothes. We go online to buy shoes. We go online to buy cars. We go online to see what might be the best college for us. However, let's go online to see who might be the best therapist for us. Let's do some shopping around. And, you know, when you're looking or shopping for a therapist, I would say you don't want to see somebody who's selling themselves, because that's not what this is about. And sometimes some people even think that's what therapy is. It's like, oh, no, I know what this is. This person's going to, I'm going to go into therapy. They're going to tell me what I need to fix. I'm going to fix it. And then I'm going to be great. Yana, fix my life. Thank you. However, comma, this is not how that works. Therapy does not work like that. That's why you want to find somebody who's not selling themselves, but they're sharing their work that they've done, or they're telling their work that they've done, and they're talking about the philosophy that they have of working with their patients. By seeing their philosophy, it's similar to a core value that we have as individuals, and you see the way that they value the client. You see the way that they speak about their clients. You see the way that they work with their clients, and this will show you the type of therapy that you can expect from this individual. So we want to shop online. And also, we're going to include a link down in the show notes, which is going to tell you about how you can find a therapist near you. And just to simplify the process a little bit and give you a starting point, so that way you're not just starting from ground zero. Okay. Superb. Now, number three. Like I said before, when I was talking about JCI Creatives, and I said a picture tells 1,000 words. Shout out again to JCI Creatives, our sponsor for the Mental Health Awareness Series. But number three is a picture tells a story. Oftentimes we can believe a red light if you see a therapist using glamour shots or something like that, that tries to seduce you into a way to saying, oh, I want to work with that individual, you might want to steer clear. You might want to stay away from those type therapists, or even some therapists who show themselves playing tennis or doing like their favorite recreational activity or something like that. I wouldn't want to see that if I'm going to you for therapy. Maybe if I want tennis lessons, okay. Maybe want to see you in the kitchen chefing it up if I'm looking for a culinary arts degree. However, if I'm looking towards you to get therapy, I'm not wanting to see that. So this is something that you would want to take into account. You would want to allow your intuition to really speak to you on this one. If you're an individual of faith, then you want to get with the wise advisor or a wise counsel, or even you might want to pray about this. However, sometimes, or more likely than not, when our gut tells us something and our intuition tells us something about other people, you might want to go with that feeling, because our gut reveals things to us and our mind reveals things to us based on decisions that we made in the past, in addition to the fact of knowing ourselves better than anybody else. So go with that gut feeling. If you're like, no, looking at this picture, I don't want to work with this individual, then get out of there and don't even do it. Because you should not feel concerned, or you should not be intimidated from the therapist that you want to help you, because ultimately you won't open up, and then ultimately you won't be able to grow to the level that you desire to grow towards. So that's something to take into account. Number four, gender. When choosing a therapist, we all have a preference. And some people might want to choose a male to work with because they need to see a representation of a strong figure or a strong individual. Some might want to see a female because they might be a quote unquote mama's boy, or they might be just someone who enjoys opening up to women or allowing themselves to be vulnerable with a woman in this space. However, I'm not saying one's right. I'm not saying one's wrong. It's all about preference, and it all is what works best for you. Because, you know, some people might not want to work with a male specifically because of the relationship they had with a father or father figures or something like that. But once again, there's no right, there's no wrong. It's preference. It all matters to you based on what you decide. I'm not going to tell you which way to go with that at all. Number five, we're going to keep rolling down the list. Number five, we're talking about theoretical orientation. And this one right here can be tough. Especially if you are not involved in a counseling field or you have no experience when it comes to counseling, therapy, etc. So you might even say, what's a theoretical orientation? And you might be clueless in this area, but this is really just the way that the therapist approaches handling their therapy or the way that they facilitate their therapy. There's many different styles. And honestly, I can't even break them all down throughout this episode, but I would just encourage you just to type in theoretical orientation if you're thinking about going and getting therapy, or ask them about their theoretical orientation, and then they'll tell you and break it down. One theoretical orientation that I really like is solution-focused therapy. Some might call it brief solution-focused therapy, and this is when you focus on the solution and not really the problem. And I really like this because the focus that I have is really optimistic. The focus that I have is helping people find the silver lining in every situation. So therefore, by focusing on the solution, I think that helps us forget about the problem, and therefore we don't give any energy towards the problem. And there's various other theoretical orientations. But once again, you want to find one that either works for you, or if the therapist really just works for you, then you want to just stay there and you feel comfortable with them. That's a good place to be. You just want to go with the individual who really resonates with you. Number six, call them. Just as we, you know, call and make sure that the products that we want to order, just as we call and make sure the services that we want, we look at ratings, we look at reviews, we take the time to make sure that the individual that we're hiring for a particular job, for a particular task, is a specialist in their field and they know what they're talking about. Don't be ashamed or don't be shy to ask questions. Where did he go to school? What is her specialty? Are they a jack of all trades, which means they're a master of none? You want to find somebody who is a specialist in what you're specifically going to counseling or therapy for. If not, you want to make sure that they have a level of accreditation, which makes you feel comfortable or even not even the level of accreditation, but maybe just a particular amount of experience, maybe with working individuals in a certain community. Maybe if you're going for therapy for you and your wife or you and your significant other or spouse, you might want to make sure this individual is married. Some people might not want to receive marital advice from an individual who's single or even dating. Also, somebody who might be going through rehabilitation or that type of therapy or counseling, you might want to hear some information on this individual's behalf just to make sure that they are accredited enough to where you feel that you will get the benefit from, or that they can ultimately help you in the end. Because the last thing you want to do is go to therapy and then feel like you wasted a certain amount of your time because the individual that you went to didn't know what they're talking about, or they just didn't make you at ease with whatever you shared with them. Mm-hmm. And lastly, on that, you want to ask about the fees. Do they accept your insurance? Do they not accept insurance at all? Do they have a sliding scale when it comes to paying for therapy? Because there are a lot of people who might go to therapy and might not be able to afford the initial charge, but there are some therapists who might do some philanthropy work and who might be willing to put you on a sliding scale, or some who might even be willing to counsel you pro bono just because this is their service that they feel as giving back to the community, giving back to others, and paying it forward. And number seven, take notice. And I say take notice because those people who you're going into the therapy room, if you don't feel comfortable, once again, with this individual, then don't stay. Don't allow yourself to say, you know what, this person's close to me. This person's good enough. I mean, I'm comfortable with this, this, and this. However, but I don't like the way that they blank, or I don't like the fact that they're blank. Then if that's the case, don't go with them. Don't stay with them, because you're not doing them a favor by allowing them to counsel you. The goal is for you to get help. The goal is not for you to help them. This is your therapist. Some people have even made mention that as they go into therapy sessions, some people pick and some people prod and they try to dig and get you to answer questions for them or get you to counsel them in your therapy session. People, that is so backwards. If you're counseling somebody and you're paying to counsel somebody, that's backwards. You need to be receiving the therapy because you're the one who made the decision to sign up and go see the therapist. Don't allow them to deter you from that. We just want to take a quick moment and we want to do some station identification. If you are wanting to connect with us via social media, once again, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, make sure to mention us at SYSPodcast1. Or use the hashtag SYSP. That way we can stay connected with you, and that way we can continue to grow a relationship and add value to you. Talk about the topics that you want to hear. Talk about the topics that you're passionate about. Be sure to send those to us so we can unpack those. And really quickly, I'm just going to go back and review through the 7 tips to help you find the best therapist for you. Number 1 was ask friends and family. Get feedback from other people and hear what they had to say about their therapy experience. Get feedback to hear who they like, who they don't like. But ultimately, remember, it's your decision if you want to go with that person or not. Or if you even want to go to therapy, it's your decision. Number 2, shop online. We buy clothes, we buy shoes, we buy cars, all that online. But why should we not shop for a therapist online? Get some information. Get a good understanding. That way, you will have your questions answered. And you'll be able to go in there confident because you know you did your research, and you'll be able to ask questions and get the complete understanding face to face. Number 3, a picture tells a story. If you see a therapist posted up like a supermodel and this is their therapy site, or this is their site where they're marketing their services, I'm not sure if that's where you want to go. So pictures, allow your intuition to lead you and to guide you and tell you what's the best way to go there, or if it's not the best way. Number 4, gender. Gender matters when choosing a therapist. As I shared before, if you might have had issues or whatever it might be with a particular parent who might be a mother or a father, then, hey, allow that to help you decide who you would be comfortable with in that therapy room. Number 5, theoretical orientation. There are various different types. I would encourage you just to search different types of theoretical orientation, or if you don't have time, just ask around, ask a therapist, ask somebody who can give you further insight on this. Read a book, because having this information will put you in a better position to get the therapy that you need and desire. 6, call them, ask them questions. Make sure that you feel comfortable with the level of accreditation that they have. And 7, take notice. Take notice of things in their office. Take notice of the way that the receptionist treats you. Take notice of the way that this individual talks to you. Because the last thing you want to do is put yourself in a position to where you're uncomfortable in a therapy session. This is where you can be comfortable. This is where you should be able to connect and ultimately be free to share whatever you desire, to share whatever you need, to get off your chest, to get out your system, so that you can be freed up and you can be healed. Friends, that wraps up those 7 tips for finding the therapist that's best for you. Now we're going to go ahead and take this moment and we're going to go ahead and transition into the What Are You Listening To segment. This week, I went back to Old Faithful. I'm a big Eric Thomas fan, Dr. Eric Thomas, pay the respects, a.k.a. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. And they have a podcast entitled The Secret to Success Podcast. They're one of the podcasts that inspired me to start the Speak Your Success podcast. But their podcast, I was listening to an episode earlier this week entitled The Pearly Gates. And their hosts are CJ Quinney, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, of course, as well as Carl. And on their podcast, they were just talking about relationships this week. And they're talking about how you communicate with other individuals and ultimately how that can affect your life. They always bring great personality. They always allow you to get a good laugh. But it's a great podcast. I would encourage you to check their podcast out. And if you have time, leave a review, because they're doing great things and they inspired this podcast, like I said before. So to pay homage and pay respect, I just want to shout out E.T., the Hip Hop Preacher. What's up, CJ, if you're listening? Carl, my man. And additionally, many of you may like TED Talk. I love TED Talks. Okay, let's just be clear. I love TED Talks. There's no secret about that. So I was listening to the TED Talks Daily podcast, and I listened to an episode. I just stumbled upon this episode because I was not necessarily looking for this, but I came across it. And this episode is entitled "The Truth About Unwanted Sexual Arousal" by Emily Nagoski. And I began to listen to it, and it's funny because sex and topics around sex seem as if we do not want to discuss them at all in the United States, unless it's in the privacy of our own home. And I began to listen to this podcast and how she was saying certain things about sexual arousal, and people were cringing and some people were nervous. You can just tell. However, I believe she's bringing awareness to a great subject that needs to be discussed. And just so that if there is a higher level of awareness about sexual arousal or just sexual activity, then this will allow us to be further equipped and prepared for whatever might come around us, if it be sexual situations, et cetera, et cetera. So I would just encourage you to take a moment and listen to those podcasts if you have time. It was extremely entertaining for me. And yeah, we're going to go ahead and transition to the Winner Circle of the Week. This Winner Circle of the Week, the focus here with college students just about to get ready to get out of school for the summer. The sun is coming out. The birds are chirping. Turtles are walking across the street. And I only say that because I actually saw a turtle walk across the street this week. I was like, bruh, that's a real turtle. And he's really walking across the street right now. I said, I have to get out of here because this dude's going to get hit and it's going to be all the way bad. So Myrtle the Turtle, I hope you're okay, bro. Anyway, the Winner Circle of the Week. This gentleman, he goes by the name of Blake Simon, a.k.a. Professor B. And Mr. Simon is someone who is a very special individual. And this guy, he speaks to motivate and to educate high school and undergrad students. He's authored 3 books, most notably for The Transition, Guide and Journal, which is a simple tool for students to help maximize their college experience. He's received his master's degree from PVA&M University, and the message that he has is simply moving hope. If you have not seen him on your timeline, you're doing yourself a disservice. I would encourage you to be sure to follow Mr. Simon on Instagram on Twitter and on YouTube as well. He goes by Blake Motivates. So on Instagram, you can find him by Blake Motivates, or you can go to BlakeMotivates.com. And this gentleman here is a master when it comes to talking about financial aid for those high school students getting ready to go to college. Or even if these students are on the college campus, this brother adds value. He always goes into schools and institutions. And every time I look up on Instagram, I see students with the transition book, with the transition journal, because he goes and gives them tangible skills and tangible information that they can directly apply. And then it ultimately benefits their college experience, but it also benefits their lives. We know, I don't know what the stats are for student loan debt. However, if you are looking to bring in a speaker, if you're looking to bring in an individual who you know will add value and leave the students and parents informed, you want to make sure to book Blake Motivates. Just for the fact that this brother has experience working at a college where he basically work with students in the financial aid office, sitting down, giving them the information they needed, talking with them, counseling them through different things. You have to get this guy. BlakeMotivates.com. That's all I'm going to say. Go there, get the book, go there, check out his videos, go there, listen to his story, because it's powerful. Just to hear where he came from and now where he is a living testimony for what hard work and determination really looks like. So without further ado, can we give it up for Mr. Blake Motivates? All right, friends. All right. Now let's go ahead and transition to the quote of the week. This one comes from a gentleman that we all have heard his name before. And it reads, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. This is from Mr. Henry Ford. We all have seen a Ford truck around here somewhere. I love this quote specifically because he talks about the mindset. Many times, if we're not careful, we can put ourselves in a negative mind state, which will make us say, oh, I can't do that. I won't do that. I won't ever be this. Or we can go on the other side and be in a positive mindset and say, man, I'm about to kill this. I'm about to go in here, take this test. I'm about to max it out. About to get this scholarship. And then it's funny that when we say that, we end up doing it. When we say we can't, we end up not. Because our mind shifts into whichever way we direct it by first the thought. Friends, the title of this podcast is the Speak Your Success Podcast. Because I believe that each and every one of us first speak our success. And by us speaking it, then we put our mind in a position to believe in our greatness. Hello. And then we ultimately are able to create the life and business of our dreams. But if you never take the time to speak your success, then you won't have the ability to believe in your greatness. And if you can't believe in your greatness, you stand no chance in creating the life and business of your dreams. Be encouraged this week because you're great. You're powerful. You're awesome. You're amazing. If nobody else tells you, Jonathan told you so. And friends, I want to transition now to get ready to close it out. We're going to have some links for Blake down in the show notes, as well as having the link to where you can find a therapist near you. If therapy is something that you're thinking about looking into, I would encourage you just to take the time to make sure that you're good in a mental place. And if you already know that you're good, you know you've done the work, you know you've been through therapy, then check on those individuals around you, because you want to make sure that everybody is in a great spot with their mental health and their mental wellness. Friends, if you would like more information on me, I would encourage you to visit my website at jonathanjonesspeaks.com. All my social media is there, YouTube handles, Instagram handles, Facebook, LinkedIn, all that great stuff, as well as you can purchase books if you're looking to purchase a bulk order of books for process and have me come in and speak Once again, go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/booking, and we definitely can talk about it. Looking to do more workshops with students, looking to do more workshops with young men, organizations, and groups as well. But I'm definitely open to doing general body sessions with young men and women. But young men, I have a real heart for, just to show them what manhood really looks like. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. But you have to say this with me only if you believe it and only if you know it to be true. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?